Praise the Lord. Message number 70. The title of the message, The Parable of the Weeds. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew chapter 13. And let us read from verse 24 to verse 30. And also verse 36 to verse 43. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owners servants came to him and said, Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from? An enemy did this, he replied. The servants asked him, Do you want us to go and pull them up? No, he answered, because while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn. Verse 36 to 43. Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field. He answered, The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one. And the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word that give us understanding and give us wisdom. Lord, I pray you anoint my lips and put verses and statement from your throne and speak to your people. Lord, I pray your message will give clarification and it will help your people to understand your will. I pray that your message will bring salvation into the life of those people who hear it, O God. Bring commitment, bring wholeness, O God, bring help that come from you. I pray that people's life will be changed and transformed as they hear your word, O God, and put into action. Lord, we pray for fruit in the life of your people, 30, 60, and 100. And whatever the purpose of sending this message, we pray, Lord, that shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus. Take this word of yours and spread it and make it reach those who need your word and those who are waiting to hear your message. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The Lord, he spoke here about the kingdom of heaven. He spoke about it in a way of a parable. Speak about a man, and that is the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, who sowed the good seed, and that's God, who always sow a good seed. And also, he spoke that while they were sleeping, his enemy came and saw weeds among the wheat and went away. The enemy, we know that is there. The devil, as the Lord had explained. Everything the Lord will do, the devil will try to imitate and try to disturb or block. Because the word of God says the thief come only to kill, steal and destroy it. God is doing good things, but the devil also will try to block or imitate or make something it look like similar to the work of God, but that is not the work of God, the work of the devil. The weeds are plants. Some of them are good looking. Some of them, they are so attractive, but they are weeds. They are of no fruit. They are useless. In fact, they are harmful, the weeds, because they will take a place. They will take the resources of the water. They will take also the resources of the sunshine. And they will take the space, and they will compress and oppress the wheat that is planted already in that place. So what we find here, that as the Lord is doing his work, planting a wheat for a harvest, the devil also planting weeds that try to oppress and depress and suppress the wheat and take the space and take the time and take the effort and take the resources of water and the soil and the sunshine and the air, and will try to take the good things from the wheat and hinder its growth. The weeds, some of you who know the weeds, they are plants. They are different kind of plants, but of no fruit. They look like citron. They are very green. Some of them, they have flowers, but they are harmful. They have no fruit. They are useless, but being using the space, sucking the resources of water, the fertilizer, the soil, the nutritional elements of the soil, and the sunshine, and the space, and being suppressing their wheat, they are harmful. Who is planting the weeds? Who is planting the wrong things, the wrongdoing? The work of the flesh is the devil. Is the devil. In book of Galatians, chapter 5 and verse 19 to verse 21, because we are speaking about the weeds, it is good to speak also about the acts of the sinful nature. We know that the weeds are planted by the evil one, by the devil, who use footholds in the life of the people to bring destruction. What are the footholds? Is the work of the sinful nature, the acts of the sinful nature. Galatians chapter 5 verse 19 to 21 outline to us the acts of the sinful nature that devil will use as a foothold for himself to introduce his seeds of destruction, the seed of the weeds. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now all these sinful nature acts, they are the place where devil will introduce himself with destruction in the life of the people. So the message here enlighten you. If you have sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, spending too much, idolatry, worshipping idols, witchcraft, if you have hatred, jealousy, fight, selfish ambition, dissension, if you have envy, drunkenness, orgies, these all are foothold for devil to come and destroy your life. Thus the kingdom of God is advancing, and devil also try to bring people into hell, try to destroy people. In the parable he say, while they were sleeping, but while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat. So we find out from Galatians 5 the footholds that devil will use. So here is the message clear. If you have this sinful nature in your life, then you must know that devil is taking hold of you. You need to repent so that devil will move out. The second point here is that you say, but while everyone was sleeping, which time Christians sleep? When they don't read the Bible, when they don't pray, where they don't fast, where they are lazy, where they are complacent, there is the time the devil will come in their life while they are sleeping, lack of prayer, lack of reading the Bible, lack of discipline, lack of commitment, there where the devil will try to enter and destroy their life. So here God is encouraging us to be more aware, to pray, continue pray. The Lord Jesus say, pray that you will not fall into temptation. Pray continuously, pray continually, pray earnestly. We need to pray, we need to pray so that we will not fall into temptation, but we will be delivered from the evil one. As we pray, our mind will be enlightened and God will open our eyes to see the footholds and stronghold of devil, and we'll bind them and we'll cast them out in the name of Jesus. And also as we pray, we'll not only pray for ourselves, we'll pray for disciples, we pray for the congregations, we pray for the church, we pray for the workers. And as we pray, the Lord will deliver them from whatever work of devil. Because lack of a prayer, lack of reading the Word of God, lack of spiritual discipline of prayer and fasting and praising and worshiping the Lord and reading the Bible, it makes us prone to the work of devil in the form of planting weeds among the wheat that the Lord had planted in our life, in the life of his church. In verse 26, when the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. How the work of the devil will be manifested? Weeds. Some people, you find them, they are very good They are so committed. They are walking in the right way. All of a sudden, you find them, they are deviated from the right path and they are sidetracked and they are in some pockets entangled with some plans or desire or something that is not the things of God or not the thing that God had ordained them to do. All of a sudden they will come with a certain project, certain thought, certain plan, and they want to do it. I ask simply, is the Lord spoke to you? No. Then from where? Who inspired you to do that? You were very good. You were walking straight. What happened to you? These are the weed. These are devil inspiration for them to be enticed and to go into wrong direction, because the devil always searching for a footholds. Small footholds in your life is a base, is a platform for the devil to work, and then it will be manifested in your life as a weed. Something will go to harm your life. Many people, they are not aware. They will unawarely, they give themselves to the will of devil, and they will be sidetracked by some plans and projects, and then they start to have struggle. These struggles are the work of devil manifested in their life as harmful weeds, as the Lord had explained to us in this parable. The servants, they were amazed and they asked the owner. They came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" They're asking from where. "An enemy did this," he replied. The enemy is the devil. Our enemy is the devil. And how we fight? By prayer, fasting, putting the full armor of God, the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the word of God, the helmet of salvation, submission to the authorities and leadership, the feet that is fitted in the gospel of peace, willing to move where God directing us to move, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. All these are the full armor of God that we need to put on ourselves so that we can stand against the devil and against all his scheme. In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 and 11 and 12 and 13, "Finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. For our struggle is not against the flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand." Verse 14, "Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place." Verse 15, "And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace." Verse 16, "In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one." Verse 17, "Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Verse 18, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints." This is what he mean when they were sleeping. They were sleeping. They did not put the armor of of God, when the church is sleeping, not putting the full armor of God, foothold of devil is there, no breastplate of righteousness, no holiness, no shield of faith, people no more have faith on God, but faith on money, on friends, on power, faith on their own self, their degrees, their qualification, their jobs, their professions. The enemy will come in and destroy and plant weeds in the life of the people of God, in the life of the church, and disturb the work of God. For every work of the Lord, the devil will try to stop or hinder or block or oppose. So we as a church, we need to be careful. When the servants, they saw that the weeds are growing with the wheat, the word of God tell us in Matthew 13 verse 28, the servant asked him, do you want us to go and pull them up? The servants, they want to pull up the weeds. What's the answer of the Lord? No, he answered, because while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. The Lord told them, no, don't do such things. Because when you going to pull the weeds, you will going to pull also the wheat. So what that means? The Lord knows that there are weed, but he is quiet and he is silent. It does not mean he is accepting the weed, but he is waiting for the right time, so that when he will weed out them and burn them, the wheat will not be affected. They are already mature and they are ready for harvest. What the Lord say? He say no, don't weed out. It means I know, the Lord say that I know there is a wrong thing going on, but I am quiet because I am following a certain strategy. I don't want to weed out, I don't want to pull them out, and I don't want you, my disciple, to pull them out, because when you pull them out, the other will be also harmed. The wheat, the good seed, the fruitful trees will be also harmed. What we understand from this, if the Lord is quiet, does not mean that the Lord is happy with what is going on. The Lord is recognizing certain things wrong. If he is quiet, does not mean he is approving. Certain time, we are recognizing certain things in people's life, in certain ministry, there are certain things wrong, but we cannot pull out, we cannot weed out. Because if we will weed out prematurely or not in the proper time, we will pull out also wheat from the place. So we need to be very careful. We need to be patient with the Lord. Which time we will rebuke, we will discipline, we will correct, we will weed out. That is one point. The other point here is the message is a warning message. Some people, they think that as long as the Lord is quiet and the Lord is allowing material blessing and even a spiritual blessing to flow in their life, they think that the Lord is approving their ways. That is not correct. If the Lord is quiet, that does not mean that the Lord is approving your wrongdoing. As long as you know it is sin, don't wait for the Lord to come and weed you out. You need to repent. For the patience of the Lord, the meaning of God's patience, is that God wants to bring you into repentance. In 2 Peter chapter 3, and verse 9, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Here we must understand that the patience of God is patient so that we will move into into repentance. If you are doing something wrong, that does not mean that the Lord is happy with you. God is patient so that you may go into repentance. He's patient that with you. His patient is to bring you into repentance. And that's here the point here. The message is a warning message. If there is something wrong you are doing, or footholds, or you are now already recognizing weeds in your life, something the devil is doing, or he started to do, you need to weed these things out. Take the message with seriousness and cooperate with the Lord and allow Him to sanctify you through this message, through His Word, through the leading of the Holy Spirit, the blood of Jesus, the trial and the discipline that God allows in your life. Allow all these things to cleanse you before the time that the Lord will come and weed out everything's wrong. In verse 38, the Lord is explaining the parable. He says, the field is the world, and the good seed stand for the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the son of the evil one. He is speaking here to the disciple. And the message also for the disciple here. It's not only for the crowd, for the disciple. It is not only the crowd who are away from God, they have weeds. But even the disciple, here he is addressing the disciple. He told them the field is the world. You are in the world, we are in the world. We have to be very careful now. Love of money, love of material things, love of worldly things are a susceptible point for you to be under the attack of the devil in form of planting weeds in your life. The field is the world. And many things in the world are wrong. The point here that we want to emphasize here, there are many people around you who do wrong. And you find them, they look like prosperous. They have material things, they have power. Like the weed. They are green, they are strong tree, they are big tree, they are getting space. They have power, they have authority, those people. They have influence, they have money. Materially, they are so blessed. But that does not mean you will do what they are doing. Sooner or later, you must know that the Lord will come out and weed them out. If you will be like them or behave like them, you will have the same destiny. But if you will refrain from doing evil, you will just see in your eyes the punishment of the wicked. So here, as we are living on earth, there are a lot of people around you. They may look prosperous, healthy, powerful, rich, and they are doing wrong. You should not do like them, because their destiny is destruction. The Lord will weed them out. The Lord is quiet now, because God does not want to harm the wheat. Sometimes we are asking the Lord to discipline or punish the evildoers. And the Lord is silent, because if the Lord punishes them, we may be also getting harm. So the Lord is quiet. We need to be bearing patience, not doing what they are doing. If the Lord is quiet, does not mean God is approving them. We have the Word of God, and the Word of God teaches us to refrain from what they are doing wrong, and the Word of God also teaches us sooner or later they'll be weeded out. In Psalm 37 and verse 7 to verse 11, it teaches us this principle that we should not be jealous from evildoers and imitate them. Verse 70, verse 11, let's read. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Wait upon God. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes, when they are doing wrong. Don't fret. Don't be envious. Don't be enticed to do like them. Verse 8, refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. He say, don't do like them. They do evil, they do bad, but don't do like them. Refrain from anger and turn away from wrath. Verse 9, for evil men will be cut off. Amen. But those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. Now, you are surrounded and we are surrounded by weeds. And sometimes the weeds, they are living better than you, those evildoers. Some of them, they are prosperous and powerful and well provided. No, that is only temporarily. And they are taking your rice and they are oppressing you. Yes, that is also temporarily. Time will come. The evil men will be cut off. But those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. Verse 10, a little while, and the wicked will be no more. Sooner or later, the Lord will come and weed them out, and He will take them away from the way. Though you look for them, they will not be found. Even when you are going to look for them, the time will come and mark this word. This is a prophetic word. The evildoer around us, one day you look for them, but you will not find them, because God already had cut them. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy a great peace. Now, we are planted by the Lord as wheat. We should not allow devil to come and plant weeds in our life. We need to refrain from wrongdoing, not to be enticed or afraid or jealous from evildoers and try to imitate them or live the same style of their life by cheating, bribing, telling lies, deceiving people. That will not work. Finally, these resources that they are using in the wrong way, it will be taken away from them and they will be cut off from the land. If we do like them, we'll have the same destiny. But if we persevere, and that is what the Lord wants us, we need to persevere and wait until the Son of Man, Jesus, will come. And according to Matthew 13, verse 41 and 42, the Son of Man will send out His angels, and they will weed out of His kingdom everything that causes sin and all do evil. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of the teeth. We need to wait. The Lord will weed out. In verse 43, then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdoms of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. The righteous people, those who live in according to the will of God. And as we live according to the will of God, the word of God saying in the book of Timothy, everyone who live a godly life will be persecuted. Book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Once you decide to live a godly life, you will be persecuted, and devil will try oppression with the weed around you. Now, we will find around us evildoer people. They will oppress us, and here we find that when we are oppressed, we are shining less, like the plant that is there producing fruit, but it is surrounded by the Wheat, it's a struggle much to get water, struggle much to get the nourishment from soil. It's a struggle much to get the air, the oxygen, and the CO2. It is also a struggle much to get the light because it's surrounded by the weeds. But once the weed will be removed, the word of God said, the righteous will shine. We need to wait upon God. If you are being squeezed by people around you, they are doing wrong, you may be enticed to answer back, to fight, to revenge, to do evil like they are doing to free yourself. Don't do that. Wait upon God. He will weed them out. God will sustain you, my brother. God will sustain you, my sister. God will sustain you, dear church, dear congregations. Stand firm. The Lord will weed out. Yes, Lord, we are waiting. We will not pull out. We will not fight. We will not do evil, Lord. Come, dear Lord, we are waiting patiently. Weed out. And we believe that we will shine. The righteous, the word of God will shine. Jesus say, then the righteous will shine. We will shine with the Lord in His kingdom, like the Son in the kingdom of their Father. In the kingdom of our Father, we will shine. We need to wait upon God. Verse 41. The Lord mentioned the weed inside the kingdom. The Son of Man will send out His angels, and they will weed out of His kingdom. What they will weed out? Everything that causes sin and all who do evil. There are many who are believers or ministers. They are doing evil and they are making the atmosphere for others to do wrong and sin. Everything that causes sin and all those who do evil, even though they are part of a church, they speak about the name of the Lord, they serve the Lord, but if they do evil and they are the reason to cause sin, the Lord will weed them out if they would not repent. Let us take heed of the message. The Lord is merciful. The Lord have strategy and have a plan. He is not weeding out now because He is caring for the wheat, caring for us. Until the Lord will come and weed out, we should not be enticed to do evil or living in life that causes sin and teach others to do wrong. We need to be in the fear of the Lord, waiting upon Him, living in holiness and fear of Him, refraining from evil, trusting that the Lord will weed out the wrongdoers, the wicked, the work of devil, in His proper and perfect time. Lord, I thank You for Your word to us. We bless You, Jesus. We pray that Your word will bring encouragement and direction and repentance. Lord, everyone, we hear the message and convicted and repented. Reward him, Lord. And those who are living in holiness and righteousness, but they are oppressed by the weed, and they have been oppressed and suppressed and taken advantage of them and harmed, but since they had decided not to do evil and not to respond with evil toward the evil they receive, Lord, uphold them with Your grace. Give them patience, give them self-control, Give them ways out, those who can't bear anymore. Make a way for them, O God, to live, O God, in peace, O Lord. Clear out things around them so they can live for you, O God. Lord, I pray for deliverance. I pray for repentance. I pray for salvation. I pray, Lord, that this message will bring you glory and honor and fruit, O God, that you desire to see. The purpose of your heart of sending this message shall be accomplished in Christ's name. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and Amen.